Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Hello everyone, it's Red News Podcast 178, a quickie while we sail. I've got a feeling extra time. A couple of people are saying penalties or the nerves will be going. We don't want extra time, but we'll take whatever it takes. There's a buzz about it. There's a lot of people. I was here ridiculously early because I went for the sell, don't get drawn into the pub debate, but it's already chilly, so I've just warmed my hands on a hairdryer in the toilet just to get a bit of warmth for 10 seconds. Now, you're going back to your huddle theory the other day.
Go on.
I thought you've got grand ideas that they're going, right, title bid, right, we can win the quadruple. I think they're going, are you having a chippy tea, Bruno?
I like I said the other day, I don't keep a count on how long they normally huddle, but it just felt like a moment. And why wouldn't they be thinking it? I think, you know, that they're brimming with confidence. Why, like, whether it happens or not, I think they've got the confidence to think, why not?
We're just, it's just nice, waking up, excited, massive week, after all the doldrums we've had to think, and it could still turn, and I still think that it's still got a nagging thing. But I will say, big up Barney for once. Pre-season, I did predict Liverpool would implode after selling Manny. Now, I did predict Sterling would have a crack of a season for Chelsea. So it swings and roundabouts. But, right, hate of the weeks, plastic bags. United stewards took two empty plastic bags off Sailor Slee. Why did you take off an empty bag? Right, people getting annoyed about disabled Lego. Are we that spiteful now that people are getting, like, accusatory?
I've not seen that.
It's a horrible story. It's just like, what the fuck is going on with the world?
But they're the people who say that other people are
offended
snowflakes.
By Lego. Jesus Christ, what a hill to die on. Right, no trolleys at train stations and no bins at train stations. Now, this goes back to the 1990s, but for God's sake, give us bins, please. Right, and they closed down the toilets in the streets. That offended me.
God.
Just get fucking public toilets in the street. I've always been scared of the new ones. And some poor bloke died last month, didn't he?
We're a couple of hours away from one of the biggest European games in years.
Well,
and you'd worried
so
about bins.
Nick is on an aeroplane now,
yeah.
With his friend that he's only met twice.
Yes.
Still not okay with that. Right, so he sent a video earlier saying, and I've got a mate who's closing down a bike shop.
Oh, yes.
Please don't play it.
I'm not going to play it.
I actually fell for it, thinking, well, good old Nick, he's not like this. It won't be one of those videos. So I said, well, the missus is actually after a bike for work that folds up. So I said, does it fold up? And he said, just watch the video. And I thought, no, it's Nick, isn't it? And I played it. And yes, it was one of those videos. And I just went a four-letter word straight to him, deeply, deeply offended. Luckily, I didn't have sound on, because I was in the middle of bloody Houston at the time. Right, Bernd Schuster, great player. Barcelona, 84. Atletico Madrid, 91. Great player. I mean, really good. Gets underrated because of the Maradona, obviously. But I messaged him for an interview, saying, just look, if you're 15 minutes, we're a poor fanzine. No one ever speaks to us. We never get invited anywhere. And he sent me three love hearts. And I was like, Bernd, I loved you as a player, but that's not what I was after. Right.
Is he going to do an interview?
Pope, Newcastle keeper. Why are they all going? He should play in a final as if it's some sympathetic bollocks. Did anyone give a shit about Roy Keane and Paul Scholes in 99? Oh, Nick Pope should play because it's a final. Well, let's just fucking start being sympathetic to every fucker in football. What the fuck is that about? Sorry, high-pitched voice. Right.
Next. Go.
What I did love on Sunday is the amount of kids buying and their dads or mums in the background. And I thought, God, I know we've been doing this a long time, but that is lovely, the passing.
One thing I forgot to say the other day was, I think you might have mentioned it, I can't remember now, but just quite a few people, there was two or three people who said that it was nice to see us back, and like they were worried for, like, you know, because we'd not been selling for a couple of games, and it was nice to, so that was nice to hear.
No, support was lovely. Right, so to the game, Mitch, quickly, what do you think on today? Or plastic bags, or Nick Pope, or
fuck Nick Pope. Like you say, who cared about us in 99?
And fancy us today. And Remy Moses, 83.
Exactly, right. Mate.
So,
exactly.
Yeah, are you confident?
Yep. Fancy us today, yeah, right. I do. It's a free hit.
Any worries about Sunday as well? Or are you fully giddy?
Giddy as.
Ah.
Yeah. Now, line us up nicely. Get a result tonight and then straight into them Geordies on Sunday.
I think, yeah, as soon as that game ended last week, I said in the pod, I was like, I just can't wait for tonight. I think it's going to be, I think it'll be a special atmosphere. I think everyone's going to be up for it. They're missing some key players. I think that Pedri and Gavi are out, aren't they? Like, Busquets is coming back in. He's ancient. So it's, you know, we'll see. And then, I don't know, it's... I think.
Are we going to keep Lewandowski quiet for a second week in a row? That's my.
We can't let him have as many chances as we let Leicester have chances the other day. But that Dembele's still not fit, is he? So that's good that he's not available. Or is he on the bench? I'm not sure. But
well, our level of research is if we'd know anyway, Nathan.
But I don't know. I think we'll win. I'll be really disappointed if we don't. But. I just think, yeah, it's one of them. Like I said last week, I'm glad there's no prospect of losing on away goals or something like that. That's the worst way to go, I think. So,
yeah. Can I get a couple more rants? While everyone was in Barcelona last week enjoying themselves, I was gardening. What a come down. Also, I went to the doctor's to see my specialist. Nothing major, but just I hadn't eaten and it was an early appointment. I had the worst belly rumbles, and she's really quiet. So every time I just felt like apologising for noises, and I was thinking to say, it's not my bowels, it's just a rumble. Like, inconvenient doctor's moments. Right, Leeds we played. Someone's written a thing, but you forget these things. Christmas Eve, Leeds, 95. We actually played on Christmas Eve. Imagine that now. You'd never get that. I mean, I know in the old days we used to play... I'm hyper now, you can tell I'm like, very excited.
What is it you say? That you've just not spoken to anyone for
days? Well, I just...
Release it
and,
all in
and to how we don't miss Paul Pogba, it made me laugh. Did you see the skiing row with Juventus? That when he was still injured around Christmas, instead of going Miami and basketball like we had, he went on a skiing trip. So you're right, you're that injured, you're right to do all the complicated manoeuvres of a skier.
That's something that I don't... How are footballers allowed to go skiing? Full stop. Neuer at Bayern broke his leg skiing over Christmas. And he's out. That's him gone. And it's like, how are you doing? Like, that's ridiculous.
Just him smiling away in the fact, right, I've got another. Michael McIntyre. Now, Albert likes his Saturday show. And the other day we watched it and it's appalling. I hate it. I hate him. Sorry, I shouldn't hate anyone, but I don't like him. Anyway, 1:15, he's got a segment where he goes around people's houses at 1:15 in the morning and wakes them up and asks them. If he did that at my house, Martin, I mean, like, literally, get out of the house or I'm going to attack you. What are you doing? And it's all like celebrity, they're all laughing at each other. Right, I've got a lot of emotion, of aggression as well. I don't have aggression, I'm like a pee in a pod. Right. Right, and also...
Anything else about the football?
Well, I've been lucky enough, I was here in 84, and it was, I write about it, I've written about it a few times, I've mentioned it in the editorial. It was one of those cliched moments where hats were going up, caps were going up in the air, I saw the crutch go up in the air, and I can still vividly, 16, 39 years ago, think, I can close my eyes and think, I'm next to my brother and my mum, and it's special, obviously missing mum, and I think... Yeah, that was fucking... And it was as good as we all say. And then lucky enough to be 99, the three-all, both... The three-all away. Then 94, I was lucky enough to do both. Had a great week away with Rob. We just did... Like, when we were so young and everything was effortless, we did Sunday to Friday on the Euros. And we had one of the weeks of our lives in Barcelona, 23. Then 2008. So just fortunate enough to see. And my argument is, in the Mac Nathan, that absence makes the heart grow fonder. Do you see what I did there? But in not playing these every year, it creates a buzz like this. Well, Juventus, we played every year. And we got bored of it.
Like I said last week, like, this is... I know we don't want to be in the Europa League, but it's still the biggest game of the week in all European football. This is the biggest game. It's just...
Well, if those figures, the TV figures were right, that we got four times the highest Champions League fixture last week, that's incredible. But no, just like, if we played these every season, like we did Juventus, as I might say, please buy the mag. We're a small fanzine. April 1st, remember the campaign. And... Glory, glory, Man United.
I think we'll win.
I'm edgy.
I think it'll go to extra time.
Will we both go gung ho? Will it be cagey? Will it be like last week, which was just brilliant?
I think it will be. I can't see us. Right. Like I say, there's no away goals, so I think that takes the caginess away.
So if it's 1-1 after extra time, it's penalties. It's not like
there's no away goals.
Who scored more? Right, okay, Mitch, score prediction.
2-1 United.
2-1 United.
2-0.
I'm going 2-2, penalties. David De Gea saves them all.
Redemption. If there's any goalkeeper redemption that happens this week involving us, I want it to be tonight.
On that note, right, cheers everyone.
I don't want to go to Turkey.
What United do to us? I thought City was bad. I am in such a flux of like breathlessness in a great way that I have forgotten who our winger is who came on at half time. Tell me,
Anthony, the one who scored. The one who scored the winner.
I haven't had a drink. His bare fucks, Anthony. Did it look like he hadn't? He'd been off for a few weeks for starters, right? I am literally breath. I can't do many more games like this, and two in a month literally does mean that was. I said, even if we'd have, apropos nothing, not that it matters. Fucking hell, Lewandowski. Yeah, and you're gone, mate. We'll sign you in 2 years, but fuck me, offered fucking. Not that that matters. Anthony, fantastic. Half time change. Isn't it great from all the minds under Ollie and Ralph? Poor Ollie, sorry, Ollie. I'll text you love. But we make changes at half time to change the games. Top managers make changes at those moments and win games, and they go, that sub made change the game. He does that. He's got no qualms. My love for him can't. And the main overriding thing, I thought, I got in for kickoff, which sometimes is rare selling, and I thought, I took a deep breath and thought, isn't this first 5 minutes, not just the play, but a big game, the atmosphere, everyone up for it. And I'm more confirmed than ever. We are back. I don't want to how back we're back, but we are fucking back. Yeah. Like, whether we're back at the top, but we are now. Like, Barcelona, top of La Liga, we are fucking back. Yeah. Now, we might not win on Sunday, but I thought today was going to extra time. My worries about Sunday, fuck me. And the only thing can be tiredness, which we looked in the first half. We looked like the first goal, just for the first time in ages, steamrolled us, and it was like, oh, we don't know what to do here. But the overriding, the ref's red socks annoyed me. But a thing of beauty, you just leave that and think, wow.
Yeah, I think we started well. I think the penalty was soft, but...
soft.
Yeah, it was, but Bruno...
It's going to be given in the day of VAR, but it's so soft.
But Bruno made them have a decision to make. You know, it's one of them. I generally thought De Gea had saved it. But I think the most important thing is... Did he have any... I need to see it back. But I think the most important thing, as soon as it got to half time, where it was 1-0, I was like, he's gonna give him the kick up the arse, and we'll start again. And I was like, we're still in this. Like, you know, like we said, like, other times we'd have gone behind there and we'd have been like, it's over. Down, yeah. It's over.
Well, Shane's endless repeat of when I said after the game, I was hugging people and I went, a year ago, and a lad went, Arnie, 6 months ago. It's not even a year. It's 6 months ago.
As soon as we scored, like, I thought, I don't think anyone was amazing in the first half, but Fred in the second half, I thought, was brilliant. Like, he scored the goal. I've not seen it back, but I think he was involved in the second one. But one thing that I saw, as soon as... This is me talking about celebrations again. As soon as we scored that first one, obviously everyone went and celebrated.
Martinez on the halfway line. Telling everyone to come back.
Yeah.
Get back and crack on and let's do it again. And I was like, that's brilliant.
And,
and at that point, as soon as we scored, I was like, we'll win this. We'll
Two games running, we've scored a second and we've gone, we're battering team. And for periods, like again, like I said, we're not individual moments. We are like for 5 minutes playing. I'm getting carried away. Sensational football. Like really top, top quality move. And the one thing, the first half, I thought even though we were lots like composure and thinking, but we, the things we called them out for, you know, they like the game
we
at
were
City.
Pressing them brilliant.
We don't give a man a minute now on the ball. And remember City when I just like incredulous a year and a half ago, where the City player got knocked down, got back up and got the ball. Like we don't give teams everything we've called them out. I want to marry Manchester United tonight, but we were called out. Like we're not glory hunters. We know that when we were shit, we still backed them. We were moaning on this. But tonight's the deserving, and also it makes you think, not the Super League, play these whenever, but this is what we're about, and it felt beautiful. Hello, Shane, you haven't been on for ages.
No, I've had, trains, and I've kind of missed the podcasts or missed you lot.
Have you missed us?
I did miss you, because I've been with trains and travel, been like straight back after games and whatever, but yeah, like, I think over the two legs, like, I actually haven't watched the game back in. Like I went to Barcelona and I haven't watched the game back, and obviously watched it from that ridiculously high up away end. But I kind of had a feeling in that first half that we might live to regret the fact that we didn't finish it off over there. Like, not finish it off, but come away with a win, because I thought we were the better side over there. And I wasn't that impressed with Barcelona, which is, you know, the fact that they're top of the La Liga and well clear. Obviously means they're not a poor side. Yeah, they're a very good side. So, in the first half, I thought, oh, actually, we're seeing maybe it's a bit of a leveler. They've come to it. This is the true Barcelona, and you know they were quite measured. I thought we were a bit poor. Started brightly, but as you just said, like you both said, the difference between this United side and 6 months ago or last season is that there's some sort of belief that a manager, he obviously is a very, very good football manager and a coach, because his tactical changes, you know, alright, he's done some mistakes like anyone would early on, but the transformation, as we said, in sort of 6 months is ridiculously good. But the thing he makes is, and Fergie had this, I don't want to like compare it, we're in a different era, but he gambles quick, he makes that change and he goes, and I'm sitting there thinking, oh, I don't want extra time and we got Sunday coming up. He doesn't think about that. He just thinks about, what do I need to do to win this football game tonight? And he'll gamble. And I thought, Anthony on, Garnacho on, two fellas that will, like, you know, they are a gamble, because they're fellas that, you know, have both been criticised for, you know, being, you know, Anthony being a bit wasteful with the ball and Garnacho not tracking back. But he knew they were game winners and he makes that gamble. And I think it's great to see. We often said before, we want to go and be entertained. Now, it's a massive bonus that we're winning. But, you know, I left the game on Sunday with my lad. You know, we had a bit of a pig of a journey home. But my lad said, he goes, the difference is we're coming to games now, and whatever happens, we know we're going to be entertained. We know they're going to give their all, and we know the football is going to be, yeah, by and large, of a quality that we've been missing for years. So, yeah, I'm a bit giddy, to be honest with you. I think it's fantastic. Yeah. And I was wary tonight. I'm always missing a bit negative about, oh, we don't need tonight on top of Sunday. Like, I'll be honest, I really, really want to win on Sunday. And if someone said, I know it doesn't work like that, but if someone said you can choose between tonight or Sunday, I would have chosen Sunday. But actually, at the end there,
never works.
But it doesn't work like that. But when I saw Martinez at the end and Varane going mental, literally mental, you know, I'm in the scoreboard at the end, coming over, fist pumps and all this, I thought, actually, they've given us, I feel invincible. I feel like we're invincible at the moment. I feel like we could beat any team at the moment. And, yeah,
when was the last time we could have said that? Brilliant.
But we will, you know, like, the thing with we could play so many games, we're going to, you know, there's going to come a crop, but let's hope it's way down the line. But enjoy everything while we can. This run is beyond our wildest expectations.
Yeah, and I have to say one last thing, and I'm a bit giddy with a pint afterwards, but I don't know if I mentioned it.
But I
have got a bit of a gammy leg. But I actually think, like, there were some bit, like, good performances all around tonight.
But I thought Fred, like, Fred, he gets some stick. I thought he was absolutely superb tonight. I would have him as man in a match.
But for the last 6 weeks, he had one stinker. Where was his stinker? He had one stinker recently, and he gets more abuse than the others. I thought Woot didn't work. I will look at that goal from Fred. Yay. Just trying it again. Look, now Anthony.
Anthony. They're just showing the
Anthony's goal. Tracking back.
That Anthony goal, first touch, first time, that was brilliant.
Martinez, Varane are sex. Casemiro's sex. Martinez and Varane, I thought, particularly tonight, were fucking sensational.
Wan-Bissaka,
I looked at the clock in 8 minutes in, and I thought, of 30 minutes gone, it feels like that. Because Wan-Bissaka had gone right, left. The only, again, is two Rashford looks spent and Wan-Bissaka when he walked around. And ball boys shouldn't be, when we were chasing the game, and it could have been, caveat is, we could have been 2-0 down, and let's see, you know, at times in the first half.
We were lucky with that when De Gea was playing out
and
back.
De Gea, two saves again, though. The ball boys are the wrong side of the advertising hoardings to protect the advert. That fucking winds me up. Get the ball boys where we need them. Hello, Mark.
Hello. I think it's a bit harsh taking off ball boys.
I think you can't take off ball boys.
No, I'm saying the concept of someone telling them don't block an advert.
There was a point in the game actually near us where he didn't get over the hoarding quick enough and people were shouting at him. And it's outside is that people are shouting at ball boys.
I was shouting at the advertisers.
I think the same one got cheered later on because
he held
really
it back,
slow.
Yeah. Sorry, Mark.
That's all right, mate.
I'm selfishly thinking of a pint.
I really echo everyone else. I thought it was brilliant tonight. I do think it's a massive statement and indictment of where we, the Premier League, and I know the brilliant result of Real Madrid in the week goes against this, but I do think this really shows how far ahead the Premier League is above any other league. And I know there's been some strange results in Europe, but I'd be very surprised if the winners of the Europa League and the Champions League this season didn't come from the Premier League, just because I think the level is just way far ahead of the other leagues and it goes everything, like the money and all that sort of stuff and everything that everyone's talking about, but that shouldn't take away from the performance tonight. It's been like you all said, it's the natural endeavour and the effort of the players, which is so just nice to watch, which we are. You look at those two teams now and actually think, I looked at it at the beginning and think, and actually what we probably should be at this lot. But after the first half, I was a bit on the fence. Over the game though, I think, definitely we won it.
But we're not afraid of reputations. That's how, it's going. I know Brentford will always be for a long time like that, but, afraid of our own fucking shadows. And now, it's like, the what Martinez and Varane particularly, and Casemiro, I mean, to bring that level of experience and desire, they look hungry. Like, I can't imagine how giddy they're going to be winning a League Cup, hopefully.
But Martinez just looked at the end, I think in the modern era, as an old git that's, been going to football for years, I don't think I felt connection with players or a team for quite a while. And I actually feel a little bit childlike in the fact that I feel connected with this United team. Martinez is coming over and he looks as though he's enjoying the victory in the same way that I am. Not because it's good for his career, not because it just means something.
Yeah, but we deserve this after the shit show. We said we didn't care, that they didn't care.
But the
so
players
brilliant.
But the players look like but the players look like they just look like that. They look like fans, and that like, rightly or wrongly, maybe I've been a bit childlike, it just makes me so much more connected with this team.
Yeah, but the fuckers just won a World Cup. How brilliant is that? Yeah. I mean, look at Pogba, won it, and then thought,
Paul Pogba won a World Cup, and he just coasts for Vigo. I just want to say very quickly, very, very quickly, hello to, like, Scoreboard Tim was back up. He's sometimes written for the mag, you, and he's a couple of rows in front
he's
of me.
He's doing one now.
He was back for his first game after his leg injury, so I'll send him a picture later, but his crutches were waving up above his head tonight, and it was great to see. So
crutches like 84, you see.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I've never seen us lose to Barcelona at Old Trafford.
So scoreboard Tim's crutches were back.
Have I seen us lose to? I'm fucking. I'm just. I was excited to speak to Nathan, but I thought, I know it's given these days, but I think they practice, they train for penalties like that.
I was I thought Bruno was stupid. The only comical thing was, Baz, who's in front of me, we're up the other end of the scoreboard, quite low down, and we both, I said straight away, why the fuck has Bruno done that? But we actually thought it was outside the box and free kick. So we started talking about who got it right away in the ballot. And then Baz said, fuck me, Shane, it's actually a penalty. And I was like, you're joking me.
But Chris behind us, who goes everywhere, they've got a fucking coach from Burnage, a coach from Burnage on Sunday, God help them. But he went, it's the team unity. We look at team, the team, everything. So the second goal just made me think, to go in the song with Man United, I'm so excited. And I do love it. It's a bit, but you've seen United now, fuck off home. Isn't that? Just when Danny's rage, there were a lot of first gamers today, and we all have to do it. But filming in K-Stand, every Barcelona corner, and United fans filming Barcelona corners, and they kept spanning around, but they never panned to Danny, who was doing massive wanker signs and getting more and more wound up as the first half went on. That I thought, if they score a second here, I don't fancy their phones lasting this. Sorry, Nate, I'm very giddy.
Is there a question?
No. Thanks to everyone who bought the mag tonight.
There was a guy who, I don't know if he came up to, came over from Canada. He said he's from, I think he said he's from Toronto, and he says he listens to the pod. So, in a,
can you put us all up in Toronto for the World Cup in 2 years?
That'd be nice. So yeah, hello to him. He said he enjoys the podcast. So, but yeah, I think, like I said, I've already said, as soon as we scored that first one, I was like, we'll win this.
I just didn't want extra time because of Sunday.
They go again, and it's such a small turnaround for Sunday, but they'll be buzzing. The way that we won it,
that's how they're going to be. Started, like, didn't it?
The way that they won it as well. Obviously, they'll be buzzing anyway, but they're going to be going into that dressing room like, bring on Sunday. Like Nick said the other day, like, Newcastle will be sat there watching that, going, fucking hell.
Like, I did like, they produced in the Euston, they produced for the pubs around Euston, a Newcastle Village thing of all the pubs that they're going to take over. So I do agree with Mark's opinion the other night. Put Newcastle back in the box Sunday. That will be particularly...
Newcastle Village, what the fuck is it like? Just
Newcastle Village, they're calling O'Neill's, they're calling all the pubs that...
Anyway,
the Newcastle Village, they've actually put, and I haven't seen the video of the bloke doing this song. I'm saving that for a Friday night treat. They're back in 55. Back in 55! Even Albert knows I wasn't alive then.
What's Newcastle Village?
They called the pubs around Euston the Newcastle Village that they're going to take over. But just your thing of put them in their box.
That's my hate in the week is Ant and Deck. Both of you are my hate of the week.
It is now. Am I allowed? No. No. Sorry. I'm just saying, the treble of cups is not beyond.
Take cup at a time. Right? If we bank it, I'm not taking Sunday for granted in a serious way.
I don't like seeing Wembley, Budapest.
I think it will be a tough game on Sunday.
Have you booked Budapest yet? Sorry, Shane, this is
good. Rooms are booked.
For all of us?
At a price. But anyway,
me and you in a Hungarian bar. Anyway, imagine that hair. Curdling round the bottom of the plug.
Anyway, there's talking of which, like Bob, who doesn't come on the podcast but does all the European trips with us, we were just walking back to this pub now after the game, and Bob's right in front of me in the ground, and he said, "How's your leg?" I said, "It's a bit sore." And we were talking, I've got an infection in my leg or so, some Barcelona incurred injury that's gone sour. And Bob goes, where you do book some fucking dodgy hotels.
I like the way Shane has got an infection, should have gone to the doctors tonight. Had a choice of go to A&E or go to the game. Fair play, chose the game, unless you die tonight, not fair game. And then I said, well, draw us, thing. That's what they say. Draw a line around it. See how big the infection's increasing. And you look me like I was weird.
Well, no, but I was in a pharmacist in Piccadilly and then in like Margaret Street. And they sent me pre-match to a walk-in medical centre, who then wouldn't see me. And then I went back to pharmacist and he said, like, well, what are your plans? Go to the Royal Infirmary? And I said, well, no, I'm going to the game. And he goes, well, in fairness, I'd go to the game too, so you're not going to, like, kind of die. So he goes, but you need to...
Oh, it's a good advice.
So you need some, like, you need to put some... Like, he gave me some Puriton tablets and said, these are quite strong. Don't drink on them. They make you very drowsy. And, like, put this dressing on and put this, like, you know, Savlon on and just keep it covered for the next 24 hours and see a doctor when you get back. So I was buying all this stuff. I said, oh, I need some more stuff. He said, well, what else do you need? I said, I need some smints for Barney. Like, could you order smints? And he looked at me going, like, it's no... Like, he looked like, this lad's a weirdo. No wonder he's got...
Because of my AIDS, I don't create saliva. I have to have constant... It's really odd. But middle age... It's like, what the fuck are we talking about? But middle-aged things, all the, like, TRA lads are getting
smashed. Is that why you keep a dildo in your pocket? You've got to gag yourself every now and then.
No, but what did you do before the biggest game of the season? I went and got Savlon cream. Rock and roll. Glory, glory,
anyway,
Man United.
A quick hate of the week while we're on these, like, bad
no
things. Dragging it down. It's
well,
I hate.
Given about
but it was like, last week, I was. It's not like it could be this country, but I went by train to Barcelona, which was a story in itself. So you got stranded. And
did they have tomatoes?
But no, they did actually. There was plenty of tomatoes. But I went to the toilet in Gare de Lyon. And it could be any station in Britain, France, Spain. And it was one where you had to pay a euro, and the turnstile had been bent where people obviously forced it. So I just walked straight through, and then someone went, Monsieur, got called back, and I only had a card with me, and then the card wouldn't, like, I said, like, for 1 euro, do I have to tap a card? You have to tap a card. So I was trying to use my currency card, and they wouldn't accept it. And she goes, oh, you have to insert it, the pin. And I was like, I was trying to say in like my pidgin English, like, I could literally now. I'm coming to an age where, if I was 10 years older, I could actually wet myself now. Like, for the sake of this 1 euro, can I pay on the way out? No, you can't pay. And there's a queue behind me.
Bloke goes back to my public toilet.
And
actually,
like, if I had, like, I didn't have enough spare clothes with me, but I was kind of thinking one day I'm going to do a dirty protest at a pay toilet, because it's like,
fuck's sake,
you can't,
not when,
like,
we're there.
You can't,
God Almighty,
like,
but don't what, do it on our trips.
But what sort of world is it in Dignity that doesn't let someone, like, you're not going to the toilet until you pay? I was desperate.
I can't believe, as we said before, 2 hours before the game, Barney was moaning about public toilets. And an hour after the game, Shane is now complaining about
public
toilets.
I got the train
toilets.
Up today. And massive, someone had actually, like, real anger, like, beyond, you know, like, serial killer, had, with a key, into the mirror of Avanti. Like, real strength gone Avanti of fucking wankers. So I joked and sent it to everyone, and every fucker, that's why I've not put it on the internet, has gone, why have you done that, Barney? I haven't fucking done it! I'm just taking a photo of it, I'm not that bad. Ah, right. Come on, back to United.
It was brilliant.
But can I just say, sorry, Shane. I mean, I don't talk to any other people apart from a game. But if United was a business, how do you measure progress? You don't measure, obviously, the trophies. But it's like a graph, isn't it? Is, you know, we get carried away off, but are things improving? And you'd say team spirit, individuality, possession, the way we play, all the double shit that stats give.
I betray anyone's... Like, I'm a bit of a pessimist, so I'm not a good measure for this. But I think even the biggest optimist, I can't think of anyone, and I challenge anyone to say, no one would have thought he would turn it round this good, this quickly. And I know it is still relatively early days, but as you said, it's not just like a bit... And then, all due respect to Ole, we had that great run when he started. It was brilliant. But at the end of the day, you don't... Like it's not just about some good results, it's about how the players are acting, about how it's just the whole fabric of it feels right, and the whole ethos feels right. And he's, you know, his star player this season is Marcus Rashford, but Marcus Rashford was late to training, he got dropped. Everything is right at the moment, and to stamp his mark so quickly is beyond what I could ever have expected.
No, this is
look, I mean,
I don't want to bring it back to it, but I always do, but he had the balls before we'd played a game to basically let Ronaldo know he was, like, you know, he got rid of the biggest player in our history and the world. You know what I mean? Like, he's, like you say, he's dropped our club captain. He's, you know, like, he didn't want to keep Pogba. Pogba's gone. Like, that was in the summer, wasn't it? Like, he knows what he wants to do, and he's got the balls to do it. It's paid off.
For all the Jose thing, and they know the shit the bed at the end, but they didn't back him. You know, they went with the player over the manager, and they learnt the lesson. So I will give, you know, I've got a lot of issues with Arnold, but I will give him the one credit that they went, we have to go all in with the manager now. Whatever he wants, you know, we'll do.
It's, hindsight's a lovely thing, but every single thing that he's done has worked out. Like,
it's not now the biggest danger. New owners. Well, that's the biggest danger to us now is that they don't want Ten Hag.
Well, I think they will, but I don't want it being Neymar and fucking.
I think they will as well. Mbappe, but the biggest danger is someone comes in. Let's look at Chelsea. Everything that's going on there is exactly almost Glazer-esque, Woodward-esque, and to me that's our biggest threat now is if someone doesn't come in and go, let's stick with what we're doing now.
You don't want, for the first time in years, the boat isn't being rocked.
No, stick to the plans. And I will say, I've just given Arnold an iota of credit, and I'll take that back, and we'll go on this more in the mag, but mum, love, four. One, we only had two real victories in Red News, like significant. We were constantly after Barca, on at the club, when we had more influence than now, and they actually spoke to us, even though they hated us then. But 94, unofficial travellers, and we were very, like, all the time on at them. You have to give unofficial travellers tickets, because then it was still official travels. So that was one victory, and the second was mum. Endlessly, and obviously because it affected her then, but was to give senior discounts. And then at that point, United didn't tell people. You had to tell United, even though they knew your age, you had to. So mum thought, and they finally said, we will contact. So for the men to say we're only going to make it 25% onwards is a fucking disgrace. And we all knew, I'm not kicking off about a price rise, we all knew it's coming. The timing is very odd and makes me very dodgy about why would they do it about the Glazers, like you said. But also, fucking Ken Merritt, was it, who infuriated Roy Keane before Juventus at home by saying it's Roy Keane's contract. To put it all down to the match day kiosk staff, fuck off. You've taken enough dividends over the years. Don't try and start smart. We all know a thing's coming, but don't try and kid us. Don't try and kid us.
Yeah, it's an insult. And the other thing with the, like, and I'd say that I thought Price was coming, and, you know, in some ways my season gets good value, etc. But I do think this kind of, like, this, the tone of it is a bit like, well, inflation's running at this, so in effect you're getting a discount. It's like, well my money's not fucking going out that much. And are you paying your... Are you giving your staff this inflation? I don't buy it at all. I think it's just fucking smoke and mirrors again, to be honest with you. And it's like, we're relaxed that the thing that winds me up most is we're relaxed the rule that concessions had to attend personally so many games when we make it impossible for them to attend. We relax that as though we're giving you something back. Well, you should never fucking done it in the first place.
Like, increasing it because of the success. Who judges the success?
But you should never. But they should never have done
it's
that
like
to
George
concessions.
Elwell.
Over 65s, under 16s are the two groups that can't go to all these late kickoffs. And like now, all season you sort of said you got a purse at 10. Towards the end of the season, you're saying, "Oh, we're relaxing that as though we've listened." Well, if you'd fucking listened, you wouldn't have done it in the first place.
One question, the fans forum, who I always say, you know, there's some decent people I know individually, but they should have walked out, you know, a long time ago and just... But did they have... Were they told about all this, the fans forum?
I hope so.
It wasn't in the last minute, was it? So, but they'll be blamed. It'll be like the fans forum did it, as Pete Shaw wrote in this mag. Like, fucking on a grassy knoll. It's the fans forum who did it.
Fair play to everyone who helped out.
Full steam ahead. Where are we full steam ahead if we're not
Budapest? Well, you need to ask old Paul. You've got a bit of paper.
Who do you want next, Paul?
come over here. Come on, just I know you don't. Oh no.
Don't want to go to Istanbul.
They light pieces of paper. They turn off the lights and they throw the lighted paper at you. I don't like it.
Freiburg in Germany.
I think financially, after the debacle of Barcelona, I need
the home leg's 2 weeks today.
It's the 16th of March.
Yeah. It's just this season is. It's
like, and I must admit, like Paul does them all, but I was thinking, like, you know, like many other things, I got stranded because of the train. There was a train debacle coming back from Barcelona, so. Like, I got stung for a flight, which I hadn't budgeted for, but I come back knackered, and then you had Sunday, and then you had, like, tonight, and you got Sunday again, so, like, it's a great problem to have, but I must admit, I felt knackered, like after the first two, and... But what a week, of football, like, it's great.
Paul, like, I feel knackered doing boring, but... All that matters is how knackered the players are.
But you think... I feel privileged. You know, like,
after this season.
Barcelona twice, Leicester.
Go to the best relaxation spas. There isn't internationals this summer, is there? There isn't shitty fucking things to drag them away.
It's not Budapest, because it'd be a pre-runner for the final.
Aren't United doing Vegas this summer?
Yeah, but till then, just let them relax. Let them relax. Cool it down. I'll give Casemiro... that sounds right. I'll give Casemiro a... rub down.
And on that note...
No, come on.
I'm just rambling on that nonsense. I haven't been on for a while, so I'm getting a bit giddy after tonight.
That's what Barney does at the beginning of every single...
No, but I feel so... Like, do you know? I know, like... But it's the ultimate thing. You're a pessimist, I'm an optimist, believe it or not. And my thing is always, going to games in the old days, we'll win 5-0 and it was sucked out of me. And now I'm slowly creeping, not today, but like, to think, like, on Sunday was the first time, as I said, in ages that I thought we'll win today. And we fucking did.
Without spoiling it, but I'll do a little plug for the mag. And I've only read the editorial on the way up. That's all I read today, was the editorial. And actually, it was spot on. I felt a little bit emotional in a way because I was thinking about this season, and I've been lucky over the last 10 years watching the game again through my lad's eyes, from when he was 6 to, like, 19, now 13 years later. And the fact of the matter is, I think, like, the essence of something you wrote was, you know, kind of living in the moment, you know, in that moment on Sunday, or in that moment when we were gooning at the derby over a winning goal, was like nothing else matters. It's just that is all that's in front of you. You're not fretting about who we're going to draw tomorrow, how are we going to get home, what's work like. It's just,
yeah.
And it kind of like resonated with me, thinking, if someone said, why did you do United? Well, in those moments,
send them the mag. Tell them to buy the mag.
In those moments, nothing else matters. Like, you know, and we are a team, as I said, like, after the derby, we've seen it all, we've won it all, but it still matters. And all I could think of at the derby was, I was with my son, and we were jumping up and down, and nothing in the world, there was nothing else in my mind at that moment, nothing else.
For 90 minutes, yeah. I've not thought about all the things I get anxious about.
And that's the beauty of it. And when it's going well, when it's going really well, like it is at the moment, we're blessed that it's even more of that. It's a deeper... I remember, like, a Van Gaal game midweek with a 0-0 or something at home. And I remember I found myself at one point, I was just like staring at the seat, at the roof of Stretford End, where I was at the time, my seat was at the time. And I was just staring at Stretford End thinking, fucking hell, I've got to get up in the morning, go to work. And I'm like, it's not often I do that, but that Van Gaal football.
Sheffield United cheering a shot on goal. What have we become? But the two things aside for that is, like, the glory, and it's and a lad from came up and he said, like, a young lad, he said the editorial meant a lot and it got me going for today, and I thought sometimes I know my faults, I can write too long. You should see the first draft. But the other thing, last negative before lots of positives, is because of why we feel this is why we'll have petro washers, sports washers, because they know what we love and the core is exploited and exploitable. But and that is for my role to keep on, but to have fun, we're a long time dead.
United is family, community, and what John fucking Redwood going, football's just a game. I nearly got banned off Twitter when I saw that Tory MP, I mean, fucking hell, going, football's just a game. And I thought, it is infinitely a billion times more important than that. But equally, it is a bloke called Anthony. I mean, on a sub tracking back.
You didn't even remember scoring his name.
No, I sometimes worry for my health. I get so caught in the delirium. I'm breathless, Nathan.
Well, go on. I'm not going to say
no,
that.
No, don't say. Whatever you're going
to say. I hope that you'll be... I hope you'll be equally breathless again on Sunday. Barney's gone to the bar. I don't know what else to say now.
It's one of those, I'm not sure, like, ramble on, but it was just brilliant.
It was brilliant.
One thing I would say about, like, it's nice, like, tonight, night. Like, it kind of, like, it makes me happy, but also a little bit sad that, like, and credit to the TRA that have generated a lot of the noise in the last season or so, but tonight the noise was coming from all around the ground, and it was starting in other parts of the ground, and I sometimes think, why can't it be like this?
Well, I think I said it when they've got that little section right next to the away end.
Yeah,
that makes all the difference as well, because
they were superb. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, but because I think it. You get that interaction between the two, don't you? Like, when it's at other ends of the stadium, there's no, like, back and forth, whereas when that's there, I like it. I think they should do that every game.
Yeah. I think it's only when, like, the away team doesn't take up the full allocation, they can have that little sliver in South Stand. But, yeah, they were terrific tonight. And they, at half-time, we were kind of laughing in a way, because even the Barca fans were just, like, those left in the stand were just, like, having a little natter, looking at their phones. And that little sliver just kept singing, like, and I thought, fair play.
Alright, so after tonight, are you confident for Sunday?
I'm a lot more confident, and that's because I'm probably a bit giddy. And I just had a bad feeling that, like, Newcastle, quite defensive, hard to score against, would like, you could see their tactics being just, don't let United score for 60 minutes, and then just tire us out. But then I look at the end of tonight and I look at the players, I think you've got proper, you know, Casemiro, Martinez, Varane, and some of those players that, you know,
have won
European Cups, they're not going to kind of like be phased. So I'm a lot more confident after. I don't think it'll be an easy game, don't get me wrong, but I'm a lot more confident tonight, and that kind of, I don't know, it's unfair to compare to 99 and all this kind of stuff, but I remember in 99 thinking, just wanted the European Cup. It could cost us chasing three trophies, but there's an awful lot to be said for momentum.
Are you more or less confident?
No, much more. I'm not lying. I'm fucking through the roof. I'm sorry, but the one thing that Shane said a minute ago was, like, we've got the hunger as old bastards. Imagine, like, you lot, and then the generation, like, who all steamed into Barcelona. To be 20 now, to have, obviously we're not going to do what we did then, but to have that now ahead of you, knowing with a certainty, like, it might not be Sunday, but we are going to start winning things very soon. Well, I think we all hope and expect, you know, like, I'd be very disappointed if the Ten Hag era only ends with, like, one try. Because I think back in for the next 5-10 years, I'm being honest, it's not, like, we all said day one after Brentford, you got back in for 3 years. Now, like, this is not saying giddiness like Woodward contracts, but what I'm saying is, I would be very, like, the man exudes a confidence that hopefully, other managers recent past, I'm not saying Pep, but he just looks like every now manager is approaching him going, oh, I'm a bit worried about how Ten Hag's approaching today. When we spent 2 years or 3 years worrying about every fucking other team. Fuck them.
Well, I said to you.
Sorry.
I think it was it. I think it might have been. It might have been the Alchemist in town. But I remember saying, I don't know what season it was, and it wasn't quite 10 years ago. It was probably 7 years ago. It was under Mourinho, and I said, they had this argument to me about. I said we're 10 years away from a title, and a couple of years ago we were all saying, well, actually, Shane might be right, we could still be 10 years away. And suddenly, from being light years away from a title, we're flirting with a title challenge this year. Yeah, we might be a bit short, but we're flirting.
It's a very good
title. Yeah, yeah. So we could be like, so for me being Mr. Pessimist, I'm going to say, let's call it 8 years ago, said, oh, we're 10 years away from the title challenge. I reckon we may be now.
3 months.
We may now be, we now be within between 3 months and 2 years of a title challenge. So.
But that's the last game of the season. Sorry.
How can you go from giddiness to like call me the pessimist?
I said the three cups. Alright, they're going four. Sorry, Mark.
That's quite alright. But yeah, I've been going back to the difference between Sunday now after tonight is whereas before we would have been able, anyone could have beaten us. Because we're on an off day, whereas now you feel like we'll only lose to a team that has a better game than us. So the best team will win on Sunday, and actually if it ends up being Newcastle, it's because they actually genuinely deserved it. Whereas 6 months ago, we could be beaten by anyone. Whereas now you're going to have to put a shift in to beat us. And those players aren't going to give in, and that is testament to that.
Sometimes,
and to me, that's a massive change in mentality.
You've got to look back to look forward, and you think about that Liverpool home in particular, where literally, and, you know, like, every time they got the ball, it looked like, oh, for fuck's sake. And the wing-backs at United have not changed. So that's ultimate credit for how, to them and the manager, that we are choosing a Wan-Bissaka now, who looks completely different, a Dalot and a Shaw, who looks the player that everyone said, and he always said was in there, and we only saw spurts. To think that those fullbacks who were battered, game in, game out, look like they're holding it against... I know Barcelona, where are they as Barcelona? But, frankly, my dear, I don't care.
How ridiculous it is, though. I genuinely think we've got the best left back in Europe. How has that happened? Like, we knew it was in him, but in the last two seasons, if it wasn't for the form of Rashford and Casemiro, I mean, he'd be nailed on the planet. He's been unbelievable in this season.
It does. From looking at Maguire, and I don't want to pick with Maguire and Lindelof, but they look like, you know, they look worried with the ball. Even De Gea, you know, I know he makes still out the back, but his confidence, like I can't wait to see, hopefully, De Gea win a trophy. Because he's fucking long overdue what he's
I can't remember, there was a moment the other day, and I think when he made that second save where he scooped it out, and I was just like, I would love, even if it's just a League Cup, I want him to win something else.
I want him to win more.
But like, I know that he could easily have gone, you know, if it wasn't for the fax machine and all that, but he's given us his best years, and I dread to think what we could have been like.
And
sometimes if left.
We are. I still. He is a problem in terms. But we're ultra critical. You look at like the top keepers, the mistakes that they can make playing that system.
But,
you know, like no,
yeah,
I know.
No, but I've backed De Gea to make saves that.
Yeah, other keepers.
That other keepers don't make. So what's more important?
Well, I had the norovirus. Mark won't remember this, but I missed a drink with Mark. The Chelsea 3-3. Oh, it was a bad norovirus. But the Chelsea 3-3 where De Gea made that save at the end. And you remember they were saying, like, that is unbelievable. And the awe over a save. But anyway, we are like, have we got anything substantial to add? Shall we say, because the next one won't be till after the final. Quick preview, should we do it like the statistician?
When you to the back, I was asking people what they thought. So.
Fucking, isn't, how could you not, like...
I think... Like I said before,
how could you not like Monty Don?
Like what?
Do you want to come garden as well with me in June, Shane?
I didn't go where?
Garden as well.
No.
Right, so should we end it here?
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Happy level 10. Realistic. Anyone being realistic? Because I'm not being realistic right now. I can't be. Anyone like... going to put a dampener on. No.
Well, I'll say it now, and I'm doing it purely from my world view point of view.
I go to football with a 19-year-old son, and this has been the most fun I've had going to football for a good few years. Like, and I, you know, and like, don't get me wrong, like, we've seen a treble, seen us, yeah, even my son is only 19, has seen us win every domestic trophy live, blah blah blah. But this is proper, proper good football, and it's like, as I said to you before, the thing that makes me, like, I feel a bit embarrassed about my age is that I feel connected with the players, and those little things like coming over to the fans at the end of this month means, like, I'm not being naive, these people get paid multi-millions of pounds, there's a massive disconnect between the players, but actually they feel like us, we feel like it's actually got us connected with a football team again,
yeah.
In a way we haven't been for a long time.
I think even at the beginning of this season we were probably, I remember us going through going, which of these players do you actually like?
Yeah,
exactly. And we were questioning Rashford, we were questioning everyone, weren't we? And it was just, it's night and day between the two.
All we ever really ask for is effort. I will, TRA, you know, we've got a lot of problems at Old Trafford, but TRA aren't one of them. They've revolutionised. But I tell you, when those players in Ten Hag went off at the end of the first half, to see TRA going mental, I bet every interview is about, and where did they go after the goal? You know, straight to them. That changed the dynamics of, like, come on. Because Barcelona, not, but they would have looked at that and gone, fucking hell, they're up for it.
Yeah, but when you looked at the, when you went to the bar there, Barney, I was saying, like, you know, if the away team don't take the full allocation, the TOA get that little sliver of South Stand, you know, next to away fans. And I thought in particular tonight that the lads and lasses in there were superb. And I was saying to them, even, you know, they just kept going all through half time. And the bar, even the bars fans were going, who are these nutters next to us? Like, it was superb. Like, and I, you know, all hats off to them. And they got, like, scoreboard, K-stand, all singing tonight.
So thanks everyone who supports the mate. Look, April the 1st, it's Looms. The podcast, everything basically falls down to April the 1st and the sub-campaign. Man of the match. It's a tricky one tonight, because man of the match.
Oh, Fred. Look, anyone who doesn't say Fred.
No, I don't.
It's Fred.
I'd go to Batshuayi.
I'll say Fred as well.
I'm going to go Martinez and Varane. I think both. I'm giving it both.
Good. I know that. Sorry, I'm just going to take it back. I know that it was brought back for an offside, but Varane's clearance at the end. I know it meant nothing. Uh-huh. I know it meant nothing in the end.
That's.
But that was beautiful. That was amazing.
But I wouldn't like to tell you, I fucking love Fred. I don't care what it says about him, and I've said this for longer than anyone even likes him. Everyone loves him now, but I've said this for 2 years. I fucking love him. What a man.
The brand clearance is what did me in, because I actually celebrated it like a god. I love everyone around. I love it. It's the best drug. When it's good, it's the best drug in the world. Cheers, everyone.
Glory, glory, Man United.
To the regiment. Fuck the barcode. Put them in their bar.
Indeed.